Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
If you have questions, Answers in Genesis has answers about the Bible, the authority of the Bible, and particularly with regards to the first 11 chapters of Genesis. But these chapters literally form the foundation for the rest of the Scripture. Our special guest today is Ken Ham, the founder and president of Answers in Genesis. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Ken, you have a great ministry with Answers in Genesis, with the Creation Museum, with the Ark Encounter. When Anita and I were visiting the Ark Encounter, you had a video in that exhibit, which is absolutely astounding, the entire exhibit, frankly. I encourage people to visit it. But it was a video about a military aircraft that went down some 46 years before it was actually brought back up to the surface. In 46 years, 250 feet of ice actually layered on top of it. Tell us about that and how that particular finding actually is significant to rebut the whole evolutionary theory.
You know, it's interesting. In July 7, that's when we opened the Ark Encounter. And one day after it opened, I actually had Bill Nye, the science guy, there and took him through the Ark for 2 hours. And we videoed it all. And you could actually watch that online. Totally uncut, but he didn't like that display. And the reason he didn't like that display is because he likes to use ice cores as one of his evidences for millions of years. The fact is that when you drill down through the ice and you bring cores out, you can see all these layers, and they make a lot of assumptions about how long those layers took to form, and on the basis of that, they say that, you know, ice has accumulated over millions of years. Well, this particular example here, there were 6 fighter planes and 2 big bombers that ran out of fuel. And so they landed on the ice in Greenland, and that was back in 1942, and they were basically undamaged, and they just left them there. Well, quite a number of years later, someone decided that they wanted to go and find those planes. They had a hard time locating them. They eventually located them in 1988. But they were actually 250 feet down in the ice. And so all that ice had accumulated in less than 50 years. And it's a great example to show you it doesn't take millions of years. In fact, anyone who lives in areas where you get lots of snow and ice, I mean, after a blizzard, you can go out and you can see lots of layers that were formed in the one blizzard. That's the whole point. And it doesn't take millions of years. You know, you didn't live there for millions of years while that blizzard took place. And so this is just another example that a lot of what we've been taught by the secular world is evidence for millions of years. We need to understand all the assumptions that they have that that's based on, and to understand that actually the evidence, when you properly understand it, contradicts the idea of millions of years. And so that's just one of the tiny little exhibits that we have there with all the other massive exhibits at the Ark Encounter and at the Creation Museum.
In the recent edition of Answers magazine, I encourage people to get that. There is a chart. It's called Follow the Money, and it's about John Templeton, the billionaire. And a lot of people think of him, of course, as giving to Christian or charitable causes. But one of the missions of his foundation is evolution, and it shows about how he has funded all these different evolutionary ideas, including Biologos and a seminary program to bring theistic evolution into the seminaries, including one of the seminaries that's a recipient of some of those funds for the evolutionary idea is none other than Regent Divinity School. Tell us about Biologos and what's happening within the theistic evolution. How is it affecting the seminaries? How is it affecting pastors? I know one of the pastors here in Central Florida who just is stepping down from his church, Joel Hunter, was someone who supported this idea of theistic evolution.
Well, Biologos is an organization that's been set up. If you actually go to their website and read what they believe, it says, Biologos invites the church and the world to see the harmony between science and biblical faith as we present an evolutionary understanding of God's creation. And then one of their core commitments states, we affirm evolutionary creation, recognizing God as creator over all life over billions of years. And when you actually look at what they don't say, they have no position on Adam. They have no position on the inerrancy of Scripture. They actually have no position on the second coming. They don't at all talk about the bodily return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this organization, I consider it, Matt, actually more dangerous than an atheist organization like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, because with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, you know they're atheists, they say that on their website, and they try to bully people across America to get rid of Christian symbols and so on, but they're trying to impose their atheist religion. You recognize who they are. They're against God, they're against the Bible. Now, BioLogos come across as, that they're Christians and they believe in the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're, at the same time, they're really pushing the church, and they really want the church not to believe Genesis and to believe evolution and millions of years. In fact, they promoted a video by a particular pastor in recent times who was saying, here's the story of the Bible, now that we understand evolution. And he actually said this exact quote, salvation is not about leaving behind our broken humanity or the spoiled created order. Salvation is about becoming human. If it wasn't broken at the beginning, then that means there's no original sin. And I mean, as you look at what he's saying, I would call it heresy, because what the Bible says about salvation is not what's said in this video. And the point that I think is important for us to understand is that, John Templeton was a liberal. He was against taking God at his word, and certainly against a literal reading of the history in Genesis. And he has allowed millions and millions of dollars to be used to infiltrate the church. And one of the ways in which BioLogos are doing this, and it's very subtle, they actually have a program called Science for Seminaries. They will go to even conservative seminaries, and they'll say, we've got this funding for these people to come in and have a conversation about science and so on. And they don't mention evolution or don't talk about anything like that. And it sounds academic, but it's all a part of gaining their trust so that they can have these same sorts of speakers eventually start to talk about things that undermine the authority of God's word in Genesis. That's why I consider it even more dangerous than an atheist organization. But you know what? When it comes to organizations like BioLogos, those that are pushing an evolutionary view of the world and saying you don't take Genesis as written and so on, I have found over and over again there's one particular topic that they cannot deal with at all. It's the issue of death. In our modern world, one of the most asked questions by the millennials, and when we have hurricanes that hit in the Gulf Coast and Florida and so on, we have devastation and people dying, it always comes up again. I see it in the news all the time. How can there be a loving God? Where's God when tragedy occurs? Where's God when something like this happens? What we need to understand is we live in a fallen world because of our sin. This is not the world as God made it. Now, if you believe in evolution, this world, with all of its death and suffering and disease, has gone on for millions of years. Actually, the idea of millions of years came out of atheism, the belief that layers, the fossils, were laid down over millions of years before man. And in the fossil record, you've got evidence of lots of death, and you've got evidence of diseases like cancer and brain tumors and the bones and so on. If, as a Christian, you accept that millions of years and try to add it into the Bible before Adam, which is, what BioLogos do, although they don't even believe in a literal Adam, but to put it in there, put the millions of years before man, then after God made man, he said everything he made was very good. If you've got millions of years before man, then you've got cancer, you've got brain tumors, because that's what you find in the fossil record, which means God's calling cancer very good. God's calling brain tumors very good. It means all the death and suffering you see today, God did that. And so you can see why young people today have a big problem. They say, if this has gone on for millions of years, God's not a loving God. Why should I believe you about a loving God? The Bible makes it clear. Death, bloodshed, disease, and suffering is a consequence of our sin. Romans 8 tells us we live in a groaning world because of our sin. This is not the world as God made it. Those who believe in evolution in millions of years, like BioLogos, are actually attacking the character of God, because they're saying God's responsible for all the death and disease in the world, whereas when you understand the history in Genesis, we're responsible because we sinned against holy God. That's the issue that we need to really push hard when it comes to talking about those who compromise God's word with evolution.
Well, our special guest is Ken Ham, the founder and president of Answers in Genesis. The website is answersingenesis.org. There is so much information there for adults and young people. I highly encourage you to check out the website and order and subscribe to some of the many resources and visit the Creation Museum as well as the Ark Encounter. We'll see you next time on Faith and Freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.